Welcome to today's People's Bank. Let's talk Knoxville. I'm Clayton Sampson. On today's program, we are joined by Knoxville City Manager Heather Rustery to recap Monday night's Knoxville City Council meeting.
Another time to recap Monday night's Knoxville City Council meeting. Let's just start off, you know, two mayoral readings that were read with National EMS Week and then National Public Works Week. You kind of talked about these and just what, you know, obviously EMS service and public works service signify for the city of Knoxville.
May is a pretty heavy month for proclamations and national weeks. So we have two of them that are happening during this week. The Emergency Medical Services Week and Public Works Week. It's just several of these. Previous meeting we had a couple as well, police and city clerk. So all of those are just an opportunity to provide recognition to the staff and the jobs that they do each day for our community. Of course, emergency services is vastly important, and they work really hard to provide those services and protect our community. And public works, they do a lot of behind the scenes things that for our community that not everyone thinks about, but it definitely shows in our community and the pride that we take in the infrastructure that they maintain. So we greatly appreciate everything that they do, and it's just, again, an opportunity to thank them for their work.
And also there was a approval of a certified budget amendment at the meeting Monday night. Kind of talked about the purpose for that.
Yeah, each year it's very common for cities to do budget amendments, about 12 to 18 months prior, we submit a budget, and which is a projection of fiscal year expenditures and revenues, but sometimes those change. We make purchases or revenues change throughout the year, and so a budget amendment is an opportunity to shore up those before the end of the fiscal year. For the city of Knoxville, we had a net change of approximately $7 million decrease in our expenditures, and that was for mainly the timing of our public safety and city hall facility and the timing of those expenditures. But then there were expenditures that were approved by city council throughout the year, including the ladder truck, an engine for our inloader, and then, like I said, the public safety building and the timing of that. So those were our major changes. And then for revenue, it was for the bond and when we issued that. So budget amendment is just a requirement from the State Department of Management to shore up our revenue and expenditures before the end of the fiscal year.
And also there was a public hearing, just update given on CDBG stuff relating to facades in downtown Knoxville.
Yeah, so the CDBG facade project is about 50% complete. So a requirement of the grant is to provide a status of funded activities update. Z Chen from Mid Iowa Planning Alliance was here to provide that update, and he just gave an update status update for each of the buildings and where we were in the work that is completed to date, and then what we have left. So just for the public and for City Council to hear an update on the project.
And also, you guys approved grant applications for facade improvement program. Kind of talked about that when what was approved.
Yeah, so this year, it's actually May 21st that's the deadline for the facade improvement grant application. So if there's any businesses that are within that area that we are accepting applications, you have a few days left to submit those, but we did receive 6 applications, and we have some business owners that were wanting to get started on those. So we went ahead and did a recommendation to City Council to go ahead and approve those prior to the deadline. So those 6 were approved, and we are looking forward to seeing those improvements. I think overall, this local facade improvement grant program has been a huge success over the last 4 years. We've had several property owners that have made some great improvements to their buildings, and I'm happy to see that continue.
Yeah, Heather, also with you guys approving a workforce housing tax application for Cading Properties, to tie that in, a lot of activity going on where they're working on right now, homes coming up, the new development that they're working on, which is right across from the current Terrace View development, but also they're going to be doing some paving here soon.
Yeah, so what we approved for the Workforce Housing Tax Credit was a support letter for their phase two. They're currently working on phase one, and so they also have a phase two of the Villas on Bell is what they're calling this, to the north side of Bell Avenue project. So we're hopeful that with that application and the support letter that they can continue their work out there and providing workforce housing for our community. And as part of their project, they are extending Bell Avenue to Roach Street. And so with the warmer weather that we've had, I know they have been prepping for paving, and within the next couple of weeks, we should see that be complete.
And Heather, also just to touch on some activity out there in the Veterans District, you know, in terms of Veterans Boulevard, just giving us an update on kind of where we're at with that project.
Yeah, like I said, with the warmer weather, so a lot of paving has been able to be completed. And so Veterans Boulevard was recently paved up to the laundry facility. And so we are very pleased with the near completion of that project. There's 8 lots, residential lots that were created because of this extension, and those are pending sales already. So it's just continuing success and momentum in that Veterans District, and we're very pleased to see that.
Well, and before we close, you know, Knoxville Street Improvements Project, that's something that, you know, kind of takes place around this time annually. Already significant work being done on that, and some roads have been completed. Just give us an update on where we're at on that project.
Marion Street was the first street that they got started on, and so that was recently completed as of last week, and then they moved to Grandview. They will be at Grandview for some time, probably the the end of May, early June, and then the next part they will be moving to South Roach. So that's moving along on schedule and smoothly as of right now.
Thanks to City Manager Heather Ussery for joining us on today's People's Bank Let's Talk Knoxville. People's Bank, your bank for good, with offices in Knoxville, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Indianola, and more. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them wherever you get your podcasts or online at knia.com. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.